This is Tossed Salad, as I said. I am Phil Andrus, and now Bob Rosen comes to Tossed Salad. Hello, Bob Rosen.
Hello there.
You nice brought some friends today, and you brought some notes today, and if you can make sense of that mess, I'll be proud of you.
Ad-libs. These are all my ad-libs that I've written down.
I see.
I'd like to start by a special shout-out to a gentleman, a retired house painter in Quill Scene, who I get out of retirement every 10 minutes to do some dirty jobs around the community center, and he always raises his hand. And his name is Scott Abbott. And if you ever come to the Quill Scene Community Center, be sure and look at the men's room, because it's a thing of beauty and a joy forever, and we owe it all to Scott.
And you conduct safe expeditions for women to go in there as well?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. On demand. The other thing I want to talk about, we start our tax preparation tomorrow at the Quill Scene Community. We being ARP, sending out four tax inspectors and a reviewer, and we're going to be doing the taxes of about 35, 40 people tomorrow. But we're filled tomorrow, so you'll have to look at future dates, which are March 9th, March 23rd, and April 6th. All three of those are Saturdays. It's free of cost, and other than business tax returns, they will prepare all tax filing for nothing. So come on down, give a call to 360-765-3321, and I can get you an appointment in the three remaining days that we have.
And is this on paper preparation of income tax, or is this on computer, or both?
Both. It is both. Uh-huh. But they leave, and it's done, and so it's good. So we've been doing this for the last 9 years, and there's a real need for it. And we get, I'm counting on this year getting somewhere between close to 100 people that will be taking advantage of this. So come on down if you need that help.
And it's not just restricted to people in the South County.
Exactly.
Anybody from Port Townsend who can actually find a Quill Scene?
Oh, well, no, just go down 101, and you'll see the Quill Scene Community Center halfway down, and come on in.
You could go that way, or you could go through Chimicum. Busy metropolis of Chimicum. Stop at the corner store.
Wait a second. You know, no, we're pushing Quill Scene.
Speaking of pushing, Bob Rosen.
Speaking of pushing Quill Scene, there is a Bible church in Quill Scene, and they have a program that they're just starting. And the Quill Scene Bible Church, for those who have been to Quill Scene, it's right across the street from the Loggers
Landing.
Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Loggers Landing.
Yeah, Loggers Landings. So they have a community closet, and they're giving away on March 2nd and March 13th from 11 to 4, new and used clothes, all clean, for men, women, teens, children, and babies. They're going to be doing this twice a month at the Quill Scene Bible Church. And anybody can qualify for this. So come on down, and if you need help in warm clothes in the snowy weather, come on down. It's all free at the Quill Scene Bible Church.
You mentioned the snow, Bob. How much snow did you have?
We had about 20 inches. And I want to another shout-out to the Transportation Department for all the work that they did in cleaning the roads. The biggest difficulty I had was getting out of my driveway and going the first 300 feet. And from then on, the roads were all clear that entire time.
Did Lake Leland freeze?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you walk on it?
No, I didn't freeze that much. No.
I see.
No. Anyway, our dog walked on it, which terrified us. But he made it
dog, a dog, a Rottweiler or a Pekingese?
He's a Havanese, and a very famous dog, by the way. I'm glad you brought this up. My wife has a YouTube channel called Nitnoi and Me. The dog's name is Nitnoi, which means tiny in Thai. And basically, it's for distribution in Thailand. And it's about home remedies for pets, flea killers and shampoos and what have you. And this started off where she was getting 50, 60, maybe up to 100 viewers. But things changed, and now we have, in the last 80,000 viewers come in. We are sponsored by Petco and the Ford Motor Company, and you are looking at somebody
who, I am.
Who's obviously well off, because the dog made $107 the first 30 days. How much money has your dog made, may I ask?
Oh, well, my dog is a cat, and he's not made much of anything.
Anyway, we've really enjoyed this. And the problem is, my wife, the first 2 hours of every morning, she gets up and has to answer fan mail for our dog.
Do you suppose you could send me the link to that?
Sure can.
I could share it with our listeners and with myself.
It's called Nitnoi and Me, Nitnoi and Me. And it, just go on YouTube and you will find it.
And was there any contribution that her husband, the former producer of Hollywood films?
Absolutely not. She does it all herself. Seriously, she does it. She does the video. She does the editing. I have nothing whatsoever to do with it.
You've not even raised money? You've not gone to banks?
I have nothing to do with it. She does it all herself. And I'm glad you brought that up, because she would have brought it up at home if I hadn't mentioned that.
Uh-huh. You should bring her here sometime.
Indeed,
I will. Would you do that?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Her background is fascinating, I think you'd find. Uh-huh. Yeah, she came from an incredibly tiny village, very poor. And she was the average person in that village was leaving school in the fourth grade because they needed the hands in the field. And her father decided one person had to go to school in the family. And so one of the kids was taken out of school and sent to Bangkok, took two jobs so that Penn, my wife Penn, could go to college. And she graduated from college and got her degree and her diploma from the Princess of Thailand in a role model situation, and went to work for the Thai IRS. And that's how we met, when she was investigating me when I was producing a film in Thailand. You can't top that story. Anyway.
I would not even... No, yeah, I certainly could not. I want that story in more detail from the two of you together.
Okay, absolutely. We could do that. We will maybe do that next time.
So. Aside from all of this, what's happening in quilting? What more than what you've told us?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot more, but I...
No. I would like to have more. We're trying to get people in Port Townsend and Lesser Hadlock and so forth to find their way down to quilting and Brennan.
All right. I always talk about the library because they do so many good things. And one of the things that's been ongoing down there is this memory classes that they have at the Perino's Pizza Place on Thursdays at 4 o'clock.
Memory Cafe.
Memory Cafe. I know two people who are dealing with that problem, someone in their families who was dealing with dementia and what have you. And both of them have come to me and told me just how important it is that they go to that meeting every week and every month, and what it's done for them. And it's been so positive. It's had such a positive impact. And if anybody has that problem that they're dealing with within their families or friends, I urge you all to go to that Memory Cafe. So,
okay.
I want to turn it over to them.
I know you do, and now I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. You have to find out about what he does for a living before he came here. You have to find that out.
I already know.
Oh. Well, then.
I guess they can leave, huh?
Yeah. Might as well tell the audience.
I think that I may even invite them. Bob Bin Shadler is who Bob Rosen is talking about. And my recollection is that you work with NASA.
I worked my whole career at NASA.
Yes.
At Goddard Space Flight Center back in Maryland, close to the Lesser Washington. And I was a glaciologist, so I did field work in Antarctica primarily. But studying the ice sheets of this planet was what I did as my profession.
And do you keep up with what's happening with ice at both poles?
I do. I'm still very interested in keeping up on the science and translating the science to public fora so that everybody can learn what's being discovered, because it's still a fascinating world full of discoveries.
And this reminds me to do what I said I was going to do some years ago now, and that is just have you here by yourself and talk about that work. I can't remember whether you are a musician and play in the orchestra or a singer and sing in the choir or both.
A singer. Mm-hmm. I used to be a musician, but that goes way, 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 way back. I sing in Rain Shadow and PT a cappella and the choir at St. Paul's Episcopal here in Port Townsend.
So I knew some things about you, but not all the things about you that you know yourself. I know absolutely nothing about Vicki Blakeslee, but I'm hoping that you can help us with that.
I'm not near as varied as these two are, but I live in Brennan, and I was an upholsterer. I made boat tops and reupholstered the insides of boats for a living, and was married to a firefighter. And now I just volunteer and play at the Brennan Quilsing Garden Club and volunteer for Habitat and do yoga 4 mornings a week.
And what was the name of your business?
Seamark Enterprises.
I don't think I ever knew that one. Do you know Gwendolyn Tracy? She does that kind of work in the Boat Haven, actually.
Yeah.
And she's been on the show, active in the marine trades. I thought you might know her.
No. I worked down in Vancouver, Washington, when we did that, and I out of our home. And I was very good.
But you're retired now.
Yeah.
Retired and busier than ever.
More so, yes.
I was on an airplane, it was not even 2 days ago, flying back from Puerto Vallarta. And I had on, not this shirt. I had on a shirt that said something about Chimicum. And a fellow walks up to me named John, very tall guy, John, from Brennan. I'm sure you'd know him, active with a bunch of things. Last name I never heard, but yeah, he was coming back from Mexico as well and saw that Chimicum, he recognized Chimicum. Anyway, the Quilsing Brennan Garden Club is what you two are here to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah, so let me look at this. Let me look at this some more. Okay, have you a clubhouse?
Sort of. It's the Quilsing Community Center.
The Community Center, yeah.
Which is a very lovely place to have our meetings and such at. It's a very pleasant space and big enough for us because we're growing.
A whole bunch of you. I saw a picture, I believe it was your Facebook page I saw, and I didn't count all of you, but you look to be 30, 40 people.
Yes. And we meet once a month on every third Thursday at 1 o'clock and have lunch and then have a meeting and then just have a good time. And our main focus is the fact that we have a plant sale every year. And the all of the funds from that plant sale are donated back into the community to the food bank and the school and all kinds of things, anything that needs money, basically, until we run out.
I will ask some questions, make some comments, and the two of you need to decide which one of you will answer. I have from, I guess, probably the same place, or maybe, no, I think it was elsewhere, 3 purposes of the garden. I'm losing my voice. Of the garden club, 1, to assist whenever possible to beautify our towns and byways. Okay, examples?
We haven't engaged in that lately because we're busy with the other.
Primary focus being the plant sale.
Okay.
I think that's sort of an all-hands-on-deck event, a Memorial Day weekend. It's well known, and we get a lot of contributions from businesses around, and it attracts a lot of people to come get the incredible bargains. And I think in that way we bring a lot of distribute a lot of plants back into the community for their own beautification and their own yards and whatnot, but also bring people to Quilsing and the Quilsing Brennan area to see what we have to offer. So it really does work both ways.
And this is Memorial Day weekend, you're saying?
Correct.
Saturday
of that weekend. Mm-hmm. And where?
We've held it at the Masonic Lodge the last few years and hope to do it there again because they have a kitchen and we can have coffee and pie and some things are inside and some things are outside and it's a very large space so we have lots of places to view things and people to walk around and be able to find plants that they like and want.
Does that mean that the members of the Garden Club are, if not all year long, at least over parts of the year, growing for the sale?
Yes. Yes, all year long somebody's growing something, and we actually start physically getting raffle prizes and thinking about which plants we're going to sell now. We've already started, in fact.
And this is February.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're ending on a rather remarkable February indeed.
Yes.
But people can grow inside their homes and probably people yes. have greenhouses as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us that have really nice, I don't have a nice greenhouse, but most of them have nice greenhouses. And plants can be started inside, and then we have a raffle, and we start collecting prizes for the raffle, which can be all kinds of things, glasswork and photographs and artwork and tons and tons of.
So among the growing things that you sell, what do you find are the most popular? What do people come looking for?
It varies from year to year. It's been a bit of a moving target. One year, it was hanging baskets were all the rage, so yeah. we prepared for that the next year, and then it didn't receive as much attention. Then it was native plants, and then yeah. it was vegetables, and then it
edibles.
Was herbs, and then it was... So we just tried to provide quite a variety. Because we never really know. We have an honorary member that just gave a very nice presentation in our meeting yesterday, Jeff Childs. Jeff and Jerry Childs have operated a business where they grow maple trees, Japanese maple trees, and that's been very popular.
Yes.
They've now retired. They have, but they always would supply quite a excellence. Selection of Japanese maples. So probably a lot of the Japanese maples you see around this county originated from their business.
I think you might also talk about that where you talk about funding things, how varied that is and how many different ways that those yeah. funds go.
Yeah, I'll say one thing prior to that. One thing that astonished me about the plant sale when we dug into the history was that we started the plant sales back in the 1950s. And in fact, the Garden Club goes farther back than that. Yeah, it's probably, it's alleged to be the longest.
Yeah. It was established initially in the 1930s and then was dissolved during the First World War. And then it was reinstated again in 1946 and has been functioning since then. So in 2021, we will be 75 years old. So
it's probably the longest running community service organization. Certainly in South County.
Yeah.
And so back to Bob's point that the way we serve the community is through the proceeds of the plant sale. As Vicki said, we turn those back around into the community. And we receive 15 to 20 different applications for support grants, anything from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand dollars. From organizations, we tend to favor those that feed people. And that look after kids or pets, but those types of organizations, and there's just a whole host of them throughout the county, all of which have needs, and so we try to disperse our fundraising proceeds to at least a dozen or so. We try not to turn anybody away and give everybody something, but it certainly clarifies the extensive need that's out there, and we think the Garden Club, we're actually quite proud of how we've been able to sustain that support. And we turn back somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 a year.
I was wondering how much
back
you raised
into the county.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And these all from plants that people volunteer to grow and to bring to the plant sale.
And that the local nurseries, they donate plants for us as well. Some of them are that past their prime, and some of them are they just say, here, take these and you can sell them.
It's been kind of astonishing to me as treasurer. You know, I see these plants that can be bought at the plant sale for just a few dollars. I mean $2, $3, $4. But yet, when the day is done, we have $6,000-$7,000 sometimes in profits. It's built. That's the kind of volume that business that occurs on the plant sale.
I was told by somebody who worked for one of the local grocery stores how much in volume, dollar volume, I'm going to say, they sell in plants every year. And I don't know what the number was, but it was way more than I ever dreamed it would be.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, in addition to the plant sale, if you do work with people who either for their own yards or for whatever reason are challenged to grow in the South County where it is less sunny and considerably more rainy the farther south you go. Is there a component of learning and teaching in the Garden Club? I would expect there would be.
Well, that would be that we'd have people come in and like Jeff Childs came in and showed us how to prune maple trees and what we should and shouldn't do. And we try and get as many of those kinds of people that have specific talents in with plants to come in and teach us so that we can pass that on to the people that we know. And but as far as any us teaching people, there's generally not enough time in the year for us to go and do that.
I would say a lot does happen, because just my own personal experience was that I wasn't a gardener when I retired, left Maryland, came out here. But I can almost claim to be one now, and it's through my association with the other members. You go there to the meetings, and if you're looking for a particular plant, you ask somebody and say, "Oh, I don't have one, but you know, Susie over there does. And you can end up with that plant. And, okay, what do I do with this plant? How do I take care of it? Oh, I've got deer, you know, and everybody has deer. How do you solve the deer problem?
We've got elk.
The amount of expertise that is contained within that club of 40 to 50 members is just
amazing.
Astonishing.
Yes, there it
so,
is.
So I think in that way, a lot of gardening knowledge and appreciation and enjoyment really gets diffused out throughout the whole.
Okay, how do you solve the deer problem?
Same way you fill your freezer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't get to do that though.
Well, I mean, and often somebody else's solution doesn't work for you,
right.
so you try different things. For me, it ended up being fencing. I mean, none of the chemical solutions seemed to work for me. But,
well, they work except that they have to be sprayed on. If it rains, you have to spray it again. So it's a constant down there, especially in Quilcene, more so than in Brennan. It rains a lot, so it's not cost effective
either. That was part of my question.
Yeah.
Okay, and how does one get to be a member of the Quilcene Brennan Garden Club? Does one need to live in that part of the county?
I don't think so.
No.
You just come.
We'll take anybody's money.
come to our meetings on the third Thursday at noon, and we'll welcome you in.
It's probably one of the best deals around. Our membership dues are
$10
a meager $10 a year. And you get all this wealth of expertise.
And then $1
and
into
programs.
The coffee cup pot, our coffee.
And the lunches are great.
We have
great lunches.
Each month, there's three hostesses, and they plan a lunch. And so it's always different and varied and always very, very good.
So noon, there's a lunch, there's coffee, there's some kind of educational activity or event.
Yes.
And organizing for the plant sale.
Besides just giggling and laughing and having a good time.
I can see that Vicki Blakely has – Blake. Oops, don't Blake Slee, has a lot of that built into her.
That's why
she's president right now. She's a good representative for the club. And it's 1 o'clock on third Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We start.
1 o'clock on
Thursday. I'm always there at noon because I help. Sorry.
1 o'clock, third Thursday, the community center in Quilcene.
And it's an opportunity to look at our men's room, too.
Yeah, and then you can look at his potty.
You have to tour the men's room.
Well, you know, in Mexico, you have to pay to get into either the men's or the women's room. You could charge for these tours, you know.
Right. It opens up a whole new world. I'll talk to the dog. Okay?
And if you do arrive at noon, somebody will be there. So you're not going to be kicked out or anything.
Okay. Thank you, Vicki Blakesley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob Binshadler.
You're welcome.
And Bob Rosen, of course. And I expect to hear more of the dog. And I expect to hear to learn to talk with the missus.
She'll be here, believe me.
Whose name I have forgotten again.
Well, her real name is all the letters in the alphabet in no particular order. So we call her Penn. But her real name is Paewnirinthara.
Can you pronounce that for us?
No.
Could you try?
Paewnirinthara.
Nice job. Thank you, Bob Rosen.
My pleasure.
Okay, see you in a month. Mr. Binshadler, I am going to make a note to myself in more than just a mental way to be in touch with you. I think I know how. And if I don't, who can help you? Help me, I mean. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
See you around, and maybe we'll make our way to the plant sale. We do grow things at our house.
We'd love to have you.
All right.